So, if you haven't signed in, please sign in on the sign-in sheet. We're going to focus on two specific pages today. The first one being the admissions page. And the admissions page is the page that you would come to when clicking on that link right there, which is probably the most common link that people click on when they're a prospective freshman or transfer or graduate student. When you click on it, you come to this page right here. My first question to you is, think back, and I realize you're all not looking to come to the University of Albany at this point, but think back to when you were, if you would. And think about applying to the university and students who might come to this page. What types of information would you want to see on this page as a prospective freshman or a prospective graduate student? All through the process, that's really where we're going to start and we're going to ask you about. So take a second to just take a look at this page as it is now, because you probably haven't looked at it in a while. First thing I'm going to ask you about is that banner picture up there. What do you think of that banner picture? Anybody have any reactions to it? As a prospective student here, what would your impression of that be?
It's a little ambiguous.
Okay.
It does show the Carolina Fountain, but it's just... But, like, it's more for current students would know what that is.
Who would know what it is, okay. Yeah.
Something a little more iconic of you all would be better. Maybe.
Okay. Any other impressions from that image? Do you feel an image would be important on this page?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. What kind of image would you want to see on this page? Something more iconic. That's really good advice. What subject matters? Any comments?
I would think something that has to do more with admissions, maybe. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe a picture of a student with a financial advisor, maybe. I don't know. It's just, I'm not really getting anything from this picture at all.
Okay. It's a good comment. Especially in light of, yes, you probably don't know what it is. Yes?
I'm thinking more of, like, a campus scene. Like, when first looking at colleges, like, everyone wants to go to a pretty school, so I think that might be appealing also.
Like maybe with a larger group of people, an activity.
Yeah, or a sporting event or any big event.
Okay. And I don't know if you know this, but there are actually a series of pictures. You're not always going to see this picture. You do see different pictures every time you come to the page. I think it's a series of about 5 or 6. That actually change depending on. As a whole, you think that kind of a picture is helpful? To have a good, solid image there is helpful to a prospective student?
Yeah.
Good. What about over there on the left, where it says the world within reach? Did anybody notice that? You did notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't read it.
I noticed on the previous screen, when it was the girl and it was about internships more, mm-hmm. It seemed like added that academic focus.
Okay.
That was more interesting to you?
Yeah, rather than who designed the campus.
Yeah.
And what about these boxes over here on the right-hand side? The one that has video and student focus. Do you think those are helpful to prospective students?
I think the content of the video is helpful. I don't know if every video would be helpful because it's a new business school, they're coming here. Mm-hmm.
So. Would you click on those as a prospective student to see what they do?
Probably not right away.
Right away.
If I was really interested in the rest of it, I probably would go back to that.
Have you guys clicked one of these typo icons before on the right where there's a video on the right side? Is anybody, you click maybe one or two of those?
But I clicked ones that were, I felt relevant to me. Like, it, one was about public health, and so I was like, oh, what's this? I'll check this out.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever read any of the news stories by clicking on these news boxes?
No.
Is the top, is this bottom one always say, does that always say student focus?
It always says student focus, but it'll display a different story, a different student focus story, again, on Reload. That's not the case with the video. The video always shows the video that they're highlighting at the moment.
I feel like the student focus one should be on top.
Okay.
And because does that highlight, like, things student groups are doing on campus and
news
story,
like
student activities?
Yes, news stories that have been written that we think would be of interest to students.
Yeah, I think that should be on the top.
Okay.
Are those also the same videos and news stories that are on the like very first Albany page when you go to albany.edu?
Some of them, yes. Yes. So you think those would be generally helpful, but probably not the primary thing that people would be looking at? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. I think if I were going to this page, because like I've been looking into schools for like graduate school, and honestly, on this page, I might spend all of 5 seconds on it. Like,
okay,
I feel like I would see like graduate admissions and immediately
be
clicking through.
And that's actually, that's actually a good answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably how this page is used a lot of times.
So there's competing interests, and one way we want to supply content, but then also we want to move people along.
Yeah, we realize most people have something that they want to do. Did you all come to this page? Do you remember when you were looking at this school? Did you all come to this page at some point?
Yeah.
Anybody not come, hit this page at some point in, when they were looking at schools? Let me ask you if you remember then, do you remember how you got to this page? Did you do a search? Did you come to the home page and click on this link? Were you looking at other pages and clicked on a link that brought you here? Do you remember the kind of the process that brought you here? Go ahead.
Well, in looking for graduate school here, I wouldn't have thought to go to admissions. I knew the Rockefeller College, so then I did the A to Z list.
Okay.
And did the public policy. And then that brought me right to the admissions page for
Beautiful.
The Pacific program.
So you're thinking of doing graduate work here too as well?
Yeah, I started in the fall.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
It was the same process for me. I went to the School of Public Health first and went through the admissions process there. And go to the Albany one.
Was that undergraduate or graduate?
For graduate. I did undergraduate here, but I just applied for graduate again.
Okay.
And so that's pretty.
I think, the first thing that when someone is coming to the site for, they want to know, well, at least for me, I want to know if the school actually has the area of study that I want, because every school has vastly different programs.
Mm-hmm.
Even like they might have the program, but it could be with different names. So usually the first thing I'll do is try to search and make sure, like, I see the program that I want, and then look at the admissions page.
Okay, okay. Did anybody return to this page repeatedly when they were applying? In other words, did you use this as a pathway to get to either the graduate or undergraduate admissions regularly? Did you use it more than once, or did you come here once, find either the graduate or undergraduate admissions, and then once you'd done that, bookmarked it or knew where you wanted to go, knew the URL? Did you use this page really more than once, or did you use it just one time? How many used it multiple times, came to this page multiple times? Okay, 4.
I came in as a transfer student.
Okay.
So this was an easy way to get to the transfer page because it specifically says it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. So that link helped you then. Having that word transfer student actually made this page more useful.
Yes.
And a link to the type of application that you were looking to do.
I was a transfer student, but it's the same thing.
Okay.
And we're talking about that link in the small
paragraph
right
here. Okay. Okay. anybody bookmark this page so that they come directly to it and skip the home page? Or did you always go to the home page, click on admissions, come to this page, and then go?
Yeah, I always did home page
first. Always did the home page first. You didn't mind the extra click?
No.
Does anybody bookmark pages? Are the bookmark pages on the university site?
Just
my old, you guys bookmark it?
Yeah, the webmail.
And I have the MBA program page.
Okay. I wonder how often could these bookmarks now.
Yeah, I know. It's very common for me, but I'm an old person, so, you know, how I browse the web may be quite different from how you, and that's what really what kind of the things we're kind of trying to determine. Take a look at the page again, and take a look at all the different links on it. And I don't know if you've seen the links, have really looked at the links that are available here, but what links would you find helpful here? What links do you think that are on the page right now are really important? Make sure, because we're talking about redesigning this page, what ones would you say that are on here that we should make sure we don't get rid of?
The related links on the side.
Okay.
I'll say those are important.
Freshman transfer and international student ones.
Okay. What about on the graduate side?
The link to the 125 programs.
Okay. Did anybody use the visiting campus link? Did anybody use that to set up a visit? Did anybody explore scholarships, financial aid from this page? Or was that later in your process?
Later.
Yeah.
Later. It was a little later in your process, okay. What links aren't here that you want? If you're a prospective student, graduate or undergraduate, what didn't we think of that needs to be on this page?
Housing.
Links to?
Housing.
Housing. Good one.
Maybe student involvement to see like the clubs that are available.
Okay. Other things that you'd think that people would be interested in? First, let's talk about prospective undergrads. What would they want to see on this page, in your opinion? Beyond what's here, beyond what you've mentioned. And think in terms of, we can do anything at this point. If we're talking about redesigning, go right ahead.
Photo gallery.
Photo gallery, good one. Very good one.
It would be right on this page or a link to it?
Like related links, photo gallery.
Okay.
How about from the graduate side? I think we're a little weak in some ways on the links on the graduate side. And we got a couple of students here who are right now looking at being graduate students here. What kind of links would you want to see as a graduate student off of this page? 125 programs, because you said, first I want to make sure you got a program I'm interested in. What else? Would you want to see a link to the graduate student organization, GSL?
Yeah.
What kind of things are you interested in as prospective graduate students? What kind of things do you need to know? And you guys are coming at it from a slightly different angle. You know the university. You know it a little better than someone who may be coming from Virginia or Massachusetts or something and hasn't spent time here. But as a prospective graduate student, what does someone need to know? If you were going to look at going to School of Public Health in Connecticut, or if you were looking to do computer science at MIT, what kind of links would you want to see on a page like this?
For me, I'm always interested in graduate assistantships, but I don't know if that falls under financial aid or...
So would it be helpful to change maybe the wording on that link where it says either financial aid or financing graduate studies? Would you want to see that broken out a little more?
Yeah.
Scholarships, assistantships, internships, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Would that be helpful to you? Does the information you want to see on this page, both as an undergraduate and a graduate, change over time? In other words, we know that the information that, say, a prospective undergraduate is interested in changes throughout the admission cycle. Prior to applying, they want to see certain things. They want to know, do we have the majors? Do we have ways of financing them? What kind of scholarships might they get be available? And they'll make a decision, and then they'll go through the admissions process. And then they'll be accepted or not accepted. They'll be in that process. Does that whole process change the kind of information that you want to see on this page? And what I'm really asking is, should we be targeting the information on this page to the time of year? Or should this be fairly static?
I think it should be fairly static. One thing that I think would probably be important for this school, since it is a state school, I think since one of the selling points of this school is basically that it's a lot cheaper than other schools, like private schools, and it's a really good value, I think that would be something to target on this page.
Okay.
Like maybe related links, something to just like the cost of the university.
Cost of attendance.
Like a comparison to other schools.
Okay.
Or a link to one of those articles about like the school's value.
Okay. Great. So I didn't hear anybody strongly indicating that they would like to see this change over time. You know, that this be more applicable to the time of year or the admission cycle. Is that generally the feeling that people want to see it to be more static, maybe see the links that are there and then come back to them when they become appropriate to them? That seems to be the general consensus.
I feel if they weren't there and you were looking for them, then you'd get lost.
Okay. All right. Looking at this page and remembering that this page, the pictures on the page and the World Within Reach factoid change, and the student focus news changes, depending on, you know, when you come to the page. It's fairly random. It's done randomly. What's your impression from this page? What impression does this page give you of the University of Albany? If you were a student coming here, knew nothing about the university, and I know that's hard for everybody because you all are fairly experienced at the university, what impression would this give you as an undergrad, as a grad? Go ahead.
I feel like it's pretty informal. Like, for the information that I'd be looking for, it'd be in the undergrad admissions. And it's just like a sentence with, like transfer students just like part of a sentence. I feel like that could be a whole box that you click on instead of just part of a sentence. I don't know. It feels...
Okay.
Instead of, like, text to click on, like, its own individual kind of, like, box.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be up top, but, like, a box, like admissions or libraries.
Okay.
It's informal. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer students in particular?
Transfer or freshman, yeah.
It's kind of like you have to read through that whole thing to figure out where you want to click. And I don't know. If I was coming, I would just right away click on undergraduate admissions, even if that wasn't what I needed, just because that's what I see automatically. And I'm not really reading everything.
Yeah.
At that point, you may not be reading a paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think looking for things, quick links to click on real quick, just that pop out at me, but I'm not going to really read through that whole little paragraph.
Yeah, I think that's one of the strong points with this. Is it immediately separates undergrad from graduate admissions.
Mm-hmm.
Because some sites, you really have to, like, especially for graduate admissions, like some schools, you have to go to a specific school to find that link.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really good that it's immediately separated.
Okay.
But maybe instead of, like, a paragraph of text, there, like for the undergrad side, it could say apply as, and then big links like freshman, transfer, international.
Okay.
A list.
Yeah.
And like additional information, financial aid, visiting, and scholarships.
Does this page give you any impression of what this university might be like?
I would say no.
No. What kind of elements might give you a stronger impression about what it would be like to attend this university? different pictures?
I would say different pictures.
It's more school pride pictures.
Okay.
What school pride picture do you think? That's an example. Do you think of something like that?
Groups of friends hanging out with purple and gold, the only apparel on, maybe at a football game or on the podium.
As a grad student, what kind of pictures would you like to see? If you're a prospective grad student, what kind of pictures would give you a strong impression about what life would be like at this university?
More like this picture down here, students in business attire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More professional.
Yeah.
Less of the school spirit fun pictures.
Okay. No, yeah, and, exactly. And it is a mix. It is a mix. Taking a look at it, what would you say the purpose of this page is? All right, we obviously put this page as a main link right off of the university homepage and off of most of the major pages. What's the in your mind looking at this, what's the purpose of this page? If you were going to click on this and you come to it and you say, oh, I get it, this page is for?
To either get to the undergraduate admissions site or the graduate admissions site,
yeah,
I would say.
It's pretty, like, straight down to business. It's just like, here's how to apply.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you want on this page?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
If you want, we look at it, what we call it. We call it a segmentation page. You know, we segment, are you undergraduate or are you graduate?
Yeah.
And try and funnel you in the right direction. Get you. Is that what you think this page should be? Or if we have the chance to redesign this page, what do you think the page should be? When you click on admissions, what do you think you should see?
When I think of an admissions page, I think of it at two angles. Like, the first being as a prospective student, you want to see what the university has to offer, look at some pictures, see the programs, maybe housing or something. But then admissions more is like, I'm applying, I need the application.
Okay. So you also want a link in there, something that would take me right to the application.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring me right to the point. Anything else you think this page should be? If we have a chance, and we do have a chance, we're going to be redesigning this page. If we have a chance, what should we be doing to this page? How about in the left-hand navigation? Right now, we haven't added any other links. Undergraduate admissions, graduate admissions. Really, we're mirroring the links that are down below. Should there be other links in that left navigation? Those of you who work for student success probably should be saying, student success.
maybe well, not student success, but like success stories. Like, look at what our alumni have done. Maybe kind of like an incentive. Like, oh, look what all these graduates are doing now. You know,
so
maybe not a link, but something like the World Within Reach. Something real quick. Like,
now sometimes we have those on our right column someplace. Some places where we have a student. Have you ever read those?
At least one or two saying yes. Yeah.
On the homepage. More so.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was one up there with a girl that was really blown up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great story, too.
Yeah, I actually read that story.
Yeah, me too.
But other than that.
Any other comments anybody else wants to make about this page so that we can make it a better page, a more useful page?
Is it possible, like, when you hover over admissions to have, like, it drop down and say undergraduate, graduate, if you know what one you want, click that, and then it brings them to a more personalized
mm-hmm.
undergraduate admissions page rather than having them both and like pictures that may relate to undergraduates and not so much a graduate
mm-hmm.
student, like
mm-hmm.
maybe something like that where you have two separate pages.
So you're talking about a menu that actually would be up here when
yeah.
I, on the homepage, when I hovered over it,
yeah,
I had my
yeah.
choice there instead of having to click.
And then that way you can have like all the school pride pictures for the undergraduates and all the links for relevant to undergraduate students.
And something we've talked about a couple times, should we be doing flyout menus or not, those kind of drop-down menus or not. And there's schools of thought that on both sides of that, that's what we need to hear. You would like to see that kind of, that segmentation that we talk about happening earlier, happening right on the homepage.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be helpful. Because, like, to me, I would just click on either undergraduate or graduate admissions, not the sublinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally.
Before we leave this page, anything else, please? Like I said, we're talking about redesigning this. Anything else that we should be doing with this page? Anything that you think would help prospective graduate, undergraduate students get the information that they want, make it easy to find that information, and give them an accurate impression of this school, what it's going to be like to be here? If not, we'll go on to the next page we're going to talk about.
It might also be like Albany at a glance for people who have no idea what Albany's about. Give them some idea like what there is to do in the city and how to get around.
So not just the university. You're talking about providing them some information about the surrounding community as well.
Yeah.
And making that available. Because that is a kind of a page we've talked about a couple of times. Where do you go? Where do I go get my hair done? Where do I go shopping? Where do I go,
A couple of prospective students mentioned that this week as we were talking to them about the site. They mentioned those kind of issues.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're also doing this exact thing with prospectives who come in for the tour and their parents. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get everybody's kind of sense of how to improve this page. And all you can watch, we hope. Next year this page will change. So.
I think that, like, using the surrounding area could be a good selling point, like, as compared to a school like Binghamton, which is probably a lot of people who are applying here are probably applying there. That's in more like a rural area, and we have a big city with a lot of opportunities. Okay. So that's something that maybe, like, just in the pictures could be shown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would we show the pictures? What are you thinking?
I would just, maybe just a picture, like, of students, like, near the Capitol or something.
Sure.
Or just, something involving.
Or downtown or something.
Yeah.
Or even at the mall.
Okay. It's all great advice.
Yeah, the piano picture's not really doing a whole lot for me.
Okay. This is what we need to know.
I don't even think we're going to have much of a music program.
Exactly.
No.
That's a good point.
Now, when we were talking to some of the prospective students, they mentioned pictures of students versus pictures of professors and or campus shots. Do you think you'd prefer pictures of students or pictures of campus shots or...
Pictures of faculty, staff interacting with students.
Students. And I think some people mentioned that in graduate students, on a graduate site, it might be different. But for a page like this, maybe more campus shots or more students shots or.
I would think more campus shots, students having fun, because when you're a freshman, you're really thinking about, is this place going to be fun? I mean, the academics kind of. It's sad to say, but it kind of takes a backseat to, am I going to have fun at this place?
A big life change, really.
Yeah. Well, as a freshman, maybe as a transfer, it kind of differs too, and a graduate. But I think as a freshman, you need, like, whoa, this place is fun, pictures, instead of...
Yeah. Like, maybe a picture of, like, on one of the quads. Like, there's normally, when the weather is nice, there's usually plenty of people outside. Some people are heading to or from class, but there's usually a lot of different activity going on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a good sight to see.
Yeah.
I think commencement photos would appeal to both undergraduate and graduate, because those pictures are always like really fun and spirited with the confetti and
sure.
smiling.
That's
so
good advice.
It's kind of vague. You don't know if they're graduate or undergraduate. But it really captures that New Albany.
It's also appealing to people who are in more of a career-minded mindset, like mm-hmm. grad students or something, or upperclassmen maybe.
All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit here. I'm going to go back to the homepage. When you come to the homepage, and again, thinking a little bit as either a prospective grad, prospective undergrad, or a current student, which you all are, how do you navigate this site? When you come to this page, or when you come to any page, there's a couple of ways you can navigate any site. We try to provide on our site multiple ways of navigating the site. We give you some basic navigation that goes across the top here, including links to the type of audience you are. We provide some basic links, what we call task navigation, that take people directly to areas that we think they want to go to. We provide a search, and we provide an A to Z index. What's your navigation method of choice? Do you use the A to Z index? You want to find a page, you don't know where it is. You come to the site, you want to find majors. Do you have my major? Or you want to find out about housing. Would you go to the A to Z index and look up housing, and as we heard someone say before, they've done? Would you search housing? Or would you use the topic-based nav and probably click on something like student life?
I always go to search.
Usually.
You always go to search.
Either academics or search.
Okay.
Does anybody use links first or an index first?
Not really. I would go to student life if you're looking for housing, or academics for majors.
You just go to search.
Because half the time I don't know what I'm looking for, wherever it falls under. I don't know if it's in student life or academics or whatever, so just going to search makes it easier.
Okay.
And in general, the results that you get are okay? Or do you find sometimes you use it and you don't get the results that you want?
I would say 50-50. Sometimes it's right on point, and then sometimes it'll give me something that I'm not looking for, and I'll just have to, I guess, refine my search a little bit.
So search seems to be, in many ways, the most popular route for finding a page you don't know and isn't obvious. Is that the case? Okay. You're not alone in that. By the way, the third most popular page on the university site is the search results page. It's a fact. So you're not alone. That is how most people would find a page they don't know. So we want to take a little bit of a look at the search page. And I'm going to search for the word tuition. And this is what you get as a search results page. How often do you folks search? Daily? Once in a while? Almost never, because I know where the stuff I want is? As current students, how often are you using the search page? How many use it pretty much every day? Nobody. Okay. How many use it once a week, maybe? About once a week. Yeah. Okay.
I think I use it whenever I go to the page.
Okay.
If I'm not going to Mayu Albany, then I'll use it there.
Do you use search for other uses? In other words, are you all big searchers? If you want to find something on the internet, do you use Google search? Do you use Bing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about on mobile? Do you use mobile site? Do you use a search function?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. More so on mobile then.
More so on mobile.
Yeah. Because if you need to search something, you need it quick. You just pop it in Google and it's right there.
Like, for instance, the other day I wanted to pull up how much a parking pass was on campus.
Uh-huh.
I had my iPhone, so I would do in Google search UAlbany parking and mass transit, instead of like going to the Albany site and trying to like navigate on the little screen, just like looking for the direct link.
So you use the on-site search on your mobile. What's the current on-site search on mobile? Is that the case? On your mobile device?
Yeah. Like the search device on.
So do you, just make that clear, do you use like a Google app to search the university site, or do you go to the university site on your mobile device and search there?
I would click on the internet, Safari on the phone, and then at the top you can either type in the web address, or it automatically has a Google search.
And you go right from the Google search up there.
Yep.
What kind of things do you search for on our site? Anything come to mind that you've searched for recently?
Professors, like office hours, which is impossible to find sometimes.
Yeah.
Even under faculty and staff, like, they have, like, their email address, but there's professors who don't get back to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is
that information is sometimes hard to find, or is
if they don't have, like, yeah, some of them just don't have any pages about them, really. There's just in the directory type thing. So, and it gives, like, phone number and email address and where their office is, but not, you know.
So on the phone or search, do you go right to the directory, or do you kind of search for their page?
I usually search their name and see, but then it brings up, like, publications that they may have written, and so it's, sometimes I do end up going to the directory.
Okay, this is another page that we're talking about redesigning to some degree. And, you know, of course, we can't really do a lot with redesigning the search results in here, because that's fairly much what you would expect. Is that the case? Would anybody want to see anything different in the search results in here? Or are those pretty much what you would expect as far as search results?
That's what I would expect. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm searching for things and those document comes up, sometimes that's, like, a little annoying because it'll just have the word in the title.
Uh-huh.
And, but for the most part, this is what I'm looking
That's what
for.
You'd expect to get on a search results page. But how about the, yeah, go ahead.
Like, when you're regularly using Google, if you type in something like tuition, it might suggest something else. Like, are you really looking for cost of living or something?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
How it does that. If it had, like, those other options, that might be helpful.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
like
know
related.
If you can do that, but.
So some kind of, you know, other links that might be related. You know, you use tuition, but you're really looking for cost of housing.
Yeah.
Or something like that, okay. Or you use cost of attendance, but you really just want to know what's the tuition. You don't care about what housing is going to cost you. Okay. So if we could provide those kind of links, either in the right or left column, you think that would be helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that something exactly what we're looking to do? That if you type in cost of attendance, okay, you might want tuition. You might want to just know the tuition. You might want to know the full cost of attendance. If we could provide you with some alternative type links, that would be helpful to you. Okay. How about the picture at the top? Do you think that adds anything to the page, or would you rather just have the search pushed up to the top?
Probably search pushed up to the top.
You don't think, okay, you don't think a picture adds much to the page? Is that the case? Or do you think, no, it gives you a good, strong impression. And again, this probably changes on refresh, so you would see a different picture. You think the picture should be there or not?
I don't think it should be there.
I think it should.
It should be?
Yeah.
Okay. How about those left-hand links? All those things in the, are those pretty much the right things to have there, or should we be looking at providing other left-hand navigation to people?
I think it's kind of all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, what does leadership mean over here? Is that, like, leadership team of the university? Is that, like, student development leadership? Is that student involvement in leadership?
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of links would you like to see there on a search results page? So, okay, you search for something. May or may not have been good results for you. You're looking on the rest of the page, and you see that left navigation. What would you like to see there on the search results page?
Maybe that would be where, like, the related searches would go.
Most popular searches.
Most popular searches.
Yeah,
that was sure. What other people are searching for. Does anybody want to see stories or photos or videos about the university there? And particularly if we could target them to your search, your results. So in other words, if you search biology and we could provide a link to a story about a biology student, Is that something you'd like to see?
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Yes? That's a general yes?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. When I'm searching something, I usually, like, maybe I'm just so accustomed to looking at, like, a Google page, but I'm just immediately looking at the links, like, right in the middle of the page.
Okay.
Yeah, and on the same token, I'd like to see it sort of near a Google page as well, and even under where it says search results have like a bar in there where you could type like another search instead of going back to the top in the little box.
Yeah,
it's good advice. Secondary search
or something like that.
Yeah,
especially if you're on your mobile and you have to have all this stuff upload and the picture has to download and all of that. If it was just search results right there, and then you could have another box to write in there, it would be helpful.
Sure.
Because it's all the other stuff's really taking a lot of space up on the screen. Even when you pull it up on your desktop, you're only seeing the top two results at the first glance. Like all this other stuff on the side. It's like, I'm not looking for that. I want to see what this stuff's in the middle is telling me.
Good. Anybody like the events box being there?
Yeah.
How about the contact information? Do you think that needs to be there?
I think that is more useful, that it should be more at the top.
Okay. You think that should be pushed up on the page then?
Yeah.
Especially with the faculty's staff link and the email link.
Yeah.
So that should be like up above the events?
Yeah, I think that's big, especially on the search page, because if I'm getting like just really frustrated and can't find something I need, I probably want to just call a general number or just email someone.
Send an email saying, yeah.
Because that happens in our office. People just call the office and then we direct them back out. Giving them the exact web page they need to go to.
Okay, so that's
having
good.
Having that number would be very helpful.
Like related contact information.
Okay. How are just a side thing? How are people finding your office number? I mean, they must.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's.
We get all sorts of calls.
Yeah,
I just got a call yesterday, and a parent called and wanted to know what laptop her student needed. I mean, her daughter needed. And I was just like. This is the video production office. I have no idea.
And that's one of our goals at the web office there, you know, is we want to reduce phone calls that are really not necessary to go through to everyone.
Right.
So that's one of the things we try to do.
If we can give sometimes. You the information that you need, then you're not going to make that phone call.
Yeah.
You know, if we can make it easier for you to find the information that you're looking for, then most people will skip that phone call. There's always going to be people who, you know, will pick up the phone before they'll go online.
Yeah.
But I think that number is diminishing, and that's part of what we're really doing here is finding ways to get people the right information so that a good search provides you in the top three or four links. Here you go. Here's what you need. Click, and you go there, and you could search what computer requirements and get that.
Recommended laptops is very likely somewhere on our site.
Yes, that probably exists.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How somebody got video.
We give out little handouts about it at the help desk.
At the help desk. And that probably is really the right call.
Yeah.
Make a call to the help desk, not to the video production or to student success. How about those related links? I personally, those are ones that I look at and I say, why are those there? But what would you want to see in those related links? Or would you not want to see related links there? Do you feel those are unhelpful? And that we should go back to what you said before, which is, give me related links to the thing I searched on.
Yeah.
I would say that. Related. Or maybe like frequently asked questions or a contact us. So
okay. If
I was looking for a prospective student, like what they need, maybe if you click a contact us, it'll be something like a help desk and student success, maybe something like that.
Okay. Good. Again, good, real good advice.
Do we still use the Ask UOMass?
It's actually going away, I understand.
Okay.
It's going to go away this month. I think we heard mid-July, which is where we are. that Askew Albany is going away.
Well, I think that might be one of the links we put up here.
Yeah.
Have you used that?
Yeah. I used it as a prospective student. I've never used it since.
And as a prospective, it helped you out?
Yeah. But it's kind of like the same thing as a frequently asked question.
Sure. Anything else we could do on this search page to make it more useful? Again, we're looking at trying to redesign this somewhat. What would you, open-ended here, what would you want to see on a search page? What do you think is important that we give you on a search page? And you've given us good suggestions so far, from another search box to, you know, related links to popular searches. Those are all things that I think are really good suggestions. Anything else that you want to say about this search page? What we should do if we're going to redesign this somewhat? If not, we'll shift gears one more time. And I don't have anything to show you for this one, so. I want to talk a little bit about mobile. How many right now access the university website using a mobile device? Mobile device, a phone, a tablet, anything that, you know, not a laptop, but a device like a phone, like a tablet. How many people are doing that regularly now? How many people, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 7? How many people is that their preferred method of accessing the university website? In other words, I'll get my phone out before I'll go look on a computer.
Situational.
Yeah.
Situational.
Right.
Depending on where you are?
Yeah. Okay. If I'm in front of a computer,
okay,
I wouldn't take my phone out to do it. But if I'm walking somewhere, like there have been plenty of times where I'll be walking to class and need to look something up, mm-hmm, and that's where it's really been important for me.
Okay. If you don't know, we're in the process right now. Some of these gentlemen work in our department, so they may know this already. But if you don't know, we are working on a set of mobile pages we hope to have up by September 1. What would you want those pages to be? What pages should we provide first in a mobile format?
I would say Blackboard,
mm-hmm, yes,
email, mm-hmm, and not pages for prospective students, because prospective students I don't think are looking on their mobiles for detailed university information. It's more like students that are going here, they need their quick links, anything really on the MyU Albany portal.
Okay.
Maybe like a campus map.
Uh-huh.
Because when you first come here, it's a little confusing. You just whip out your phone real quick and see where your class is, how to get there real quick.
Okay. Something to look up phone numbers?
Yeah.
What other kinds of pages do you think would be important to have in a mobile format as opposed to the way you get them now? Those of you who access this, you know what you get. And for the most part, do most people find what they get usable? Or it isn't all that helpful because of the way the page is formatted on my phone. Does anybody find the pages to be unfriendly as they are now? In other words, you can't really use them?
Blackboard, you can't. It's hard to get to.
Okay.
Most of the sites, like with all of the links on the sides, it's very stretched out.
Okay.
You have to do a lot of scrolling. So I think the best mobile sites are ones where you don't have to really scroll sideways. It's just like right in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If I wanted to go to my webmail in the past, I would pull up the university webpage on my phone and then scroll to the little tiny top thing that says MyU Albany, and it's really small on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, it's tiny.
And then since all the options are on the side, those are all really small and you often click the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
So if those were just like big right in the middle of the page,
okay,
on the mobile device, because okay, even if like you can't adapt the Blackboard web page to be a mobile, but if the link was mobile friendly, mm-hmm, then you, mm-hmm, can It like takes a bunch of steps out.
So when you click the My ULVA link on your phone, are you going from the homepage?
Yeah.
The university homepage?
I think for mobile, I think everything in My ULVA should be mobile. That's basically what all students go to, straight to My ULVA.
And probably, if possible, like if you can get to your class schedule.
Class schedule? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure how that exactly would work because I know it's part of the whole like add and drop class system. But just like a pretty plain text or chart schedule, that would be helpful.
Yeah, and we don't know how this would a lot of this stuff would happen either, but if we don't know you want it, we don't know to look into how to do it. And you guys know you could be the ones helping us implement it, so you know, for the next thing you know, this may be a project for you. Anything else that people would say they want to see in a mobile website for the university? Things that they think would be really important? And I'll throw some ideas out, and you tell me, do you think they're important? How about parking information?
Yeah. Where you can park, where you can't park, what times you can park.
How about bus schedules?
Yes.
Yeah. How about events information? Less enthusiasm for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about pictures?
I would say no.
Yeah.
What about videos?
No.
No. Okay. How about news? Emergency information?
Yeah.
Class cancellations.
Class cancellations? Okay. And briefly, we got to wrap up here, but very briefly, we've been talking about mobile websites. Would anybody like to see the university develop a mobile app? You understand the difference, you know, where you download something from the Apple Store and it would have a specific functionality. Is anybody interested in the university developing a mobile application like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a My School's app.
I think it'd just be easier.
It'll be easier. Yeah. You'd like to see the same kind of information in an app?
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't want it to do anything different, you just want it as an application.
Same information, so you can like go directly to it.
Okay.
So only that EU.
And then a mobile site pops up. An app would be better.
Okay. So an app would give you faster access to that information, but you're really looking for the same information in that app?
Okay. My understanding was that with an app, like the university can't continually change stuff on the website because then you have to download the update to the app and stuff.
That's
so.
Right. It's a lot harder.
The mobile pages are, since it's asking for the same information, you do have to go onto the internet to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the same stuff.
Okay.
I'm not much of an app user. I'm more just going to the website. And I think apps, like for me at least, I have a Droid, and usually they drain the battery a lot quicker than just like going to a website for 2 minutes, because if I'm going on the school site on a phone, I'm not going for a prolonged period of time. I'm usually just checking something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything anybody else wants to say? This is your chance. Tell me about the website. What should we be looking at? Open-ended here. Forget all the stuff we've talked about to now. This is your chance to blow off all the frustration you got with the website. What do you want us to do to fix it?
I think it should be simpler. Sometimes I feel like there's a lot of information on the page at once, a lot of information that I'm not looking for. Like especially with this search page right now, like all this stuff over here, then you have the bar up top, and you have the stuff on the side, and then it's just, I feel like it's sometimes cluttered.
Okay, simplify is your advice. Anybody, hey, this is your chance. This is, you know, you got the right people in the room. We'll carry this to all the VPs and tell them this is what we were told. What would you want us to do to improve our website? Man, I take that as a compliment. Nobody's got, you know, anything that's bugging them.
Can you scroll back up to the top?
Sure. Anything missing in the navigation?
Here now, the Mayu Albany is gone when you're on the search page.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mayu Albany wing should definitely be big and
ubiquitous everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any site you would point Brian and I to and say, you know, this school has a great website? Take a look at these guys for how they do it. Is there anything that sticks out in your mind? And even if it's not a school, you know what site I really like is, what would you recommend we take a look at?
I like the news center.
You like our news center?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, there'll be people in my division that love you.
unless it's changed, I feel like our athletic site is chaotic.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Like,
okay.
I can't, it makes me, my head hurt.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. I have very little control over that site, but I do have...
You just can't find anything. Yeah. There's just too much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't go on it because it's too much.
Yeah. Would you like to see more athletic information on the main website? Sports scores?
Yeah.
Upcoming games?
Actually, now that it's mentioned, a lot of the, like... facilities have really specific hours or times that maybe a team is using it.
Okay.
So, like, the bubble, for example, there's always, like, only certain times you can be in there.
Uh-huh.
So if there were basic, like, a really simple site that you could look up hours for, like, maybe all of the gyms at once or anything like that, that would be really helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Definitely.
Well, we're basically out of time. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. This is helpful to us. This is helpful to future students. If you think of anything after this that you think would be helpful as far as how we look at the website, please email me. It's just fdoyle@uamail.albany.edu. Please feel free to send me any advice, any thoughts that you have. I'm always interested in hearing what people think of the website and how we can improve it. Please don't hesitate if you have a thought about it. So, okay? Thank you very, very, very much for your time. It's been great information for us.
Yeah.